You may have tried to quit smoking more times than you care to count. It may be very hard for you to believe that quitting is possible. Self-improvement made simple puts being smoke-free within your reach. This is a very special self-healing program that will help you take back the power to restore your health.
This program is dedicated to the healers of the planet, the physicians, their support teams, the metaphysicians, the true clergy, the alternative practitioners, the artists, the therapists, the teachers, the preachers, the musicians, professional, amateur, primitive, two-legged, four-legged, living, deceased, somewhere in between. To any spirit that's ever reached out to comfort, to give hope, to heal a heart, a mind, a body, to make another better, to make another whole, thank you for being a channel of the most pure and loving energy. Never grow weary. Your work is not in vain. This one is for you. Thank you. To be free of something that's inhibited your life is a special grace.
I'm Gloria Druitz. I specialize in modern hypnosis. Modern hypnosis is a process of conditioning yourself to respond in a new way.
You're listening to a specific program that I created to help people stop smoking and never pick up a cigarette again. Hypnosis is not a bunch of malarkey. The mental component is essential to accomplishing just about every goal. People who have trouble accomplishing their goals are often in that position because they lack the internal dialogue to make the changes they want. I've worked with the extremely motivated and those lacking in their own ability. This introduction will give you an understanding
of how the process will work for you. Fear comes from not knowing what to expect.
And also from not wanting to relapse back into the same self-destructive pattern. That does not have to happen. I believe unequivocally that a person's destructive lifestyle patterns can be changed. Before committing to this program, you probably already decided that change is necessary in your life. It's time to dig your heels into the sand and go for what you want. Woody Allen, the great comedian, said, "Success is 80% showing up. You're here now, and I'm going to assume that at least a part of you is reaching for this. You have to trust the process and allow me to give you the other 20%. I've had people get really angry with me right before we're about to go through the final stages of the quitting process. They tell me, 'Gloria, you just don't know how it is.' My difficulties and challenges are different from yours. And if you were truly to see another person's problems, you'd probably take back your own in a heartbeat. The truth is, I do know what it's like to get to the point of disgust, where I know that a current situation is unacceptable. What matters is that you get it in your head that giving up cigarettes is not a loss. It's a total gain. That is the thinking that will result if you allow me to do my job. Because I value what I do and I truly enjoy helping people, it's difficult for me when I see someone who's self-destructive. I want to intervene, even though I know it's a futile effort. If you have an addictive personality, no one has to point it out to you. By adulthood, most people know their own weaknesses. They can make a breakthrough and change them. This is something to strive for that elevates us as human beings. Many people nag their loved ones for years, and then one day it hits you. Until that day, everyone has to wait. No change can happen against a person's will. The person who is resisting is not ready. You have to want this on your own. If you're not at that place, come back another time and begin this program when you are truly ready. Many people attribute too much power to the hypnotist and think that a hypnotist can somehow wave a magic wand over them and turn them into a no-smoking robot. This is a total misconception. It is a process to give up smoking, and it happens in stages. First, a part of you changes, and then more of your thinking and behavior changes, until you can never go back to the way you were before. You will be assuming a very active role, not a passive one.
What the Restore program will do effectively is interrupt
some of the seemingly involuntary aspects of the smoking addiction, the ones that were on autopilot. It's not something I do to you. You are in control of your own success. I just give you the tools. After completing this program, you will no longer be able to rationalize the reasons you had for smoking. Once you gain insight into your habit, the process of change will be quite natural and something you will truly desire to obtain and maintain.
The actual hypnosis session and all the preliminary stages
will help you realize that quitting smoking is the best course of action and that you can fully enjoy your life without smoking. The program will strengthen and reinforce your desire to remain smoke-free for life. Now is the time to start thinking about why quitting smoking is important to you. What are your deeply personal reasons? What do you fear will happen if you continue to smoke? I've seen amazing life makeovers happen for people who were able to commit with conviction, even though they were the population least likely to succeed. The 2.5 to 3 pack a day club, people that I personally worked with more than a decade ago, who are still smoke-free. They really wanted it badly. They made the decision that smoking just did not make sense anymore. Sometimes this happened at the urging of their doctor or loved ones. If they said they wanted to be healthy, they realized that smoking was not the way to get there. They wanted to be around for the people that needed them, feeling the best that they could, and have the stamina and vitality to meet the challenges of life. So they decided on their own, and they were able to say, "I'm going to stop hurting myself by ingesting nicotine." The problem was they were physically and psychologically addicted, and they just could not let go without some form of help. For them, the ability to stop for a day seemed like a miracle. You're going to experience the method that worked for them and that will work for you. These people still call me and tell me this program resuscitated them. They were able to make the change from smoker to non-smoker and become high on life. When I listen to them, what I don't hear is that persistent, deep, hacking chest cough. Instead, I can hear the pride in their voices. I see them jogging past me. I see them in yoga classes and at the gym. Hearing their story should give you the hope that you can take back control of your life. There's a second group of people that I know who quit smoking who were also highly motivated at the time they actually quit. But their motivation came a different way. They ignored the pleas of everyone to quit smoking before it's too late. I've heard their stories secondhand from loved ones about how they finally quit, not through a program such as this, but after they were told they had to quit because they had emphysema, lung cancer, or heart disease, ailments that were directly related to their having been smokers. And I often think if I could have had the chance to talk to them, someone would not have to be driving them to chemo and radiation, or be sitting at their bedside helplessly watching them suffer. And in the worst case scenario, some of them might still be alive. I often hear, well, I have to die of something, or smoking is my only vice. Yes, but if you continue to smoke, it's the equivalent of hammering the nails in your own coffin. If you see the tide is rising up on the shore, are you going to run from it or stand still and just allow it to wash up over you and destroy everything that you have? The course of your destiny can be changed by this very important decision to give up smoking. A human being gets a special joy when they overcome obstacles and achieve something that sets their life in a new and better direction. This is the beginning of your personal health renewal. Now, let's take a minute and calm your mind. You can allow yourself to relax now and visualize reclaiming who you know you are. See yourself reclaiming a healthy lifestyle, putting your foot down, coming from a place of strength, expecting to do well, mustering up that can-do attitude, just getting a deep sense that this cannot go on any longer. Change is needed. Something has to change. You were meant for better. No excuses. Feel the fire of conviction in your belly, reclaiming your self-worth and self-respect, being decisive about it. See your former self where you accepted less for yourself, and just know that's the old you that caved easily. See that person fading out, dissipating. The bold you, the new you, is rising up strong enough to seize the victory in the situation. See that new you smoke free. See yourself making the break with the habit that hurt you. See yourself as you want to be, and hear the positive comments and compliments of those around you who really know and care about you. Feel how your body feels, healthy, completely free of the toxicity of nicotine, enjoying this process thoroughly. See yourself as a non-smoker, deeply ingrained in the sense, I can live without a cigarette. My life is better in every way since I have broken this habit. This moment will be exhilarating, and you will be so proud and happy that you earned the right to call yourself a non-smoker. And even if you make this commitment today to stop smoking once and for all, I can't promise you will never have any ill effects from having been a former smoker. But what I can promise you is that if you decide today to become a long-term investor in yourself and your health, I can guarantee that you'll significantly decrease your risk of contracting a smoke-related illness. You'll feel better. You'll increase your self-esteem. You'll have more money in your pocket. You'll have more energy, and you'll improve your sense of well-being almost immediately. Smokers often describe their relationship with cigarettes as if it were a friendship or a compelling love affair. But keep in mind, this is a fatal attraction with a list of proven detrimental side effects that is endless. Cigarette smoking is one of the major causes of cancer in this country. Let's take a bird's-eye view and gain understanding of this passionate love affair with the pack that has filled so many voids in your life. Nicotine is remarkable in the way that it allows the smoker to adjust the intake to suit just about every situation. The reason why smoking has such a tenacious grip on the people who do it is because it serves a purpose. It calms you down. It peps you up. The smoker is able to give him or herself just the right fix and dosage at just the right time. But it is only the illusion of a calming effect, when in fact nicotine is a stimulant and an extremely addictive one at that. Smoking can be a way to deal with overwhelming emotions. It has given you the stimulating boost of energy that you needed. It's made you alert. Maybe it even helped you keep your weight down by suppressing your appetite. In many cases, it helped you meet the demands of the day. With all these seemingly positive attributes, it's no wonder that former smokers say that they would still love to smoke if they knew it wasn't bad for them. When someone smokes, within seconds, a quick rush occurs throughout the body. The blood vessels open up and circulation increases. This process of the blood vessels opening up is known as vasodilation. By itself, vasodilation is not a bad thing. In fact, regular exercise, going in a sauna, practicing deep breathing are just a few of the natural ways that you can and should be producing vasodilation. The problem with producing vasodilation by smoking is that the effects are short-lived. Smokers often report only enjoying the first few cigarettes and being sickened by the rest. The smoker unconsciously tries to recapture that initial feeling, and so the smoker keeps smoking, while at the same time he or she is putting tremendous amount of burden on the heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, skin, and colon. The smoker, unfortunately, may have come to associate the sensations produced by vasodilation with pleasure. This is a major factor that sustains an addiction. It's rarely too late for the lungs to start rejuvenating themselves. The worst side effects of smoking can be prevented if they are caught in time. Smoking may seem natural to you, but there's certainly nothing natural about filling your lungs with smoke. There is another way of being. There's always going to be some circumstance in your life that could be improved. Make a commitment to learn to cope with life's disappointments in a way that's not going to be self-destructive. Besides, worrying about the damage that smoking is doing to you creates additional stress. You don't need that in your life. The right time is now. What follows is the step-by-step process that is going to give you the insights and support you need to end your smoking addiction and abstain from cigarettes permanently. Nicotine is a very potent drug. It's a chemical that affects the nervous system. Withdrawal from any drug can cause withdrawal symptoms. No matter how good your attitude is, if you don't acknowledge the physical aspect of your addiction, you could fail at your attempt to quit unnecessarily. There are many ways to ease withdrawal. This section is going to talk about the physical components of quitting. When I first started doing this program, I promoted it as being a holistic and drug-free approach. The rationale being that a person who had smoked had endangered their health long enough and should not be ingesting any more toxic substances. I'm still very much in favor of that kind of approach, but more importantly, it's important for you to listen to your own body and be proactive about your health. Some of my clients strongly had the desire to quit drug-free, and they were completely successful.
Even though hypnosis is powerful,
there are many other people who decided that they would not make it without pharmaceutical drugs and nicotine replacement, along with using hypnosis. This program is meant to be integrated with any support that you find helpful. If it works for you, then it is the right thing. Many of us have had to take medicines at certain times that we would have preferred not to. But when used appropriately in prescribed dosages, these pharmaceutical aids can get a person over the physical and psychological hurdle of quitting smoking. I've learned by doing this work that sometimes there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Watering a tiny plant with a gallon of water would not be necessary, but watering a huge tree with a tiny thimble of water would not do the job. I don't want to force-fit anyone into a fixed way of thinking. You must adjust your treatment for withdrawal and tailor it to your specific needs. If you have a history of depression or anxiety, if you're in recovery from another addiction, if you're accustomed to a large quantity of nicotine being in your system on a daily basis, these factors must be taken into consideration. There is no right or wrong answer. There's only what's right for you. You should feel a sense of being in control. It's best to discuss the options that are currently on the market with your doctor, who's aware of your medical and psychological history, and let them advise you on your choices. There are also many alternative approaches and healing modalities that can be used to aid you with withdrawal and help your body restore its balance. Be open to these as well, or in combination with traditional medicine. You will be given an opportunity to explore these options before your treatment begins, and you should have a plan fully in place before your actual quit date. If you decide to go the holistic drug-free route,
before your Restore a Stop Smoking session,
start to wean yourself from cigarettes. Consciously cut down, intentionally extending the length of periods that you go without smoking. If you can manage to do this, the experience of physical and psychological withdrawal will be reduced significantly. Be sure to set your quit date. This should be a time that you feel the freedom to focus, preferably when stresses are at a minimum. For example, you should probably not quit at the time of a breakup, job loss, if you're moving, or when you've just experienced the death of a loved one, or any other time where your anxiety level is particularly high. You can't use life stresses as an excuse, but at least make the effort to choose a time when your life is relatively stable. It's important to make quitting smoking a reality to your own mind, so don't keep it a secret. Even if you don't feel 100% confident at the start, and it's quite normal for even the most motivated person to feel a little bit nervous and apprehensive, tell your friends and family. Tell your business associates. Tell everyone that you are giving up smoking. Publicly announce your quit date. This will be a date to commemorate when you succeed. Ask for everyone's support during this transition period. Stating your intentions to others assists your brain so you can begin to think of yourself as a non-smoker. By doing this, you're helping yourself accept that this is a reality. This is really going to happen. Having the support of people in your life will definitely increase your success. And if you feel your environment is not supportive, then it would be wise to devise a surrogate network that will help you. Discuss any specific concerns with your practitioners
on or before the date of your actual hypnosis session.
The second very important hurdle you will need to overcome is the psychological and behavioral aspects of your addiction. There are cues or triggers that you associate with having a cigarette. For example, you have your morning coffee, you desire to smoke. You finish a difficult task and you need a cigarette. You see a friend who smokes and you have to have one too. In behavioral psychology, this is known as a stimulus response. The behavior gets conditioned by the reward or payoff. That is the thinking pattern that must change. All kinds of emotional states affect the smoking pattern. Good and bad moods, boredom, frustration, anger, all these things can be triggers. Phone calls, certain times of the day, even people act as cues that make you crave a cigarette.
The hypnosis session will disrupt these patterns.
But remember, the patterns have been ingrained and conditioned repeatedly over a long period of time. So our goal is to reverse and weaken those triggers. And this will take some conditioning and a constant awareness of your commitment to your goal and your desire to be healthy. Smoking is linked to so many things in your life that when you stop smoking, it's almost as if you become a different person. Don't let that scare you. With a plan and a well-thought-out strategy, the changes you make will be good ones that you choose deliberately. Unlike smoking, which I'm sure you never intended would have such a hold on you up until now. Our program will help you discover alternatives for finding satisfaction in ways other than smoking cigarettes. It's really important to find positive outlets for your stress. The importance of exercise and not using food as a replacement for cigarettes cannot be overemphasized. Early in my career, a young woman was referred to me who was a very heavy smoker. She quit and made it through the withdrawal. She had a history of an intensely addictive personality. Her results amazed me and the other practitioner that was working with her. This young woman called me almost a year from her initial visit, and I thought maybe she had relapsed. But she told me she'd never had another cigarette after her initial session. This time she wanted to work with me for weight loss. She told me she had gained over 100 pounds after she quit smoking. I have to tell you, I was stunned. Now, this is a very extreme case, but people generally will pick up a variety of new habits or new interests after they quit smoking. If you know you have an addictive nature, watch out. I use this case to underscore how important it is for you to have a positive way to fill the void that giving up smoking may create in your life. You must have positive coping skills for dealing with intense emotions.
Carefully read all the tips provided to you when you schedule your session.
You want to be conscious of removing the most obvious triggers. Every small step that you take in the direction of becoming a non-smoker will break down the identity that you want to lose as a smoker. Each step is significant and brings you a step closer to releasing that falsely ingrained identity. Little successes pave the way to bigger successes. Today you are a little less of a smoker and a little more of a non-smoker. You're moving closer to what you want, and you should think of it that way.
Enclosed in the preparation material is a questionnaire.
The questionnaire will be used to help gain insight into your unique pattern of smoking.
It will become the cornerstone for helping you make a successful change.
So take about a half hour when you are relaxed and can focus without interruptions.
We will be counteracting the strongest triggers during the hypnosis process.
The basic purpose of the questionnaire is to help gain insight into all aspects of your smoking addiction. As with all changes, awareness is the key. We will be using various techniques that will condition your new behaviors. We will look at your typical smoking routine and at what times of the day you are especially vulnerable. For this exercise, step outside yourself and catch yourself in the act. Is it the morning cigarette that you have to get past? Is it while driving in the car? Do you do it on a break? Or is being on the phone a time that you have to remain conscious and more aware of your actions? Are you a social smoker? Do you desire a cigarette after a meal? Or is smoking the way you unwind at the end of the day? Or are you one of those people who thinks any time is the right time to convene with your nasty little friend?
Hypnosis will be used to help condition new replacement behaviors.
Customized suggestions produce a higher rate of success. Your personalized sessions will increase your motivation to form new habits, keep you aware of the urges to smoke so you can consciously weigh the consequences and choose to supplement your new goals. This tailored approach will enhance your ability to stay alert at the instances that would have in the past have caused you to pick up a cigarette. So it's important for you to think about your answers. A big part of the quitting process is getting you to be consciously linked to your motivations of why you want to remain smoke-free. This will be an ongoing form of self-hypnosis that you live on a daily basis. I call this simply getting in touch with the things I want to stick around for. Now let's take a minute and calm your mind and think about the people that you love, whose lives are better because you exist. Think about their smiles, the light in their eyes, and what their lives would be like if you weren't around. Think about the places you love and the things that you would still like to do and accomplish. Think about all these things, people, and events that you want to stick around for. You're going to feel great when you do this over and over again, because all the positive emotions associated with quitting will flood your consciousness when you do. Now let's catapult you into the future. Imagine it's a short time from now and you've did it. You feel great about your accomplishment. You're seeing changes in the way you feel. Everyone around you is happy and rooting for your success. You're working your plan. Each day of victory builds your confidence. You are a non-smoker. Here are the best ways to prepare for the period that follows. You may find it helpful to stock up on your favorite low-fat comfort foods. Get extra rest. Be sure to limit your caffeine intake. Be gentle on yourself. At this point, you're probably experiencing the joy of discovering that you can find positive outlets for your frustrations. Take it one day at a time. Everyone's experience is different. With some patience and perseverance, you'll see that our methods really work and make sense. Most people say that they notice a clearing of their lungs right away. What you expect is often what you get, so why not expect the best? Expect to feel an improvement in your overall health, and enjoy the self-esteem that comes from accomplishing this important goal. This brief withdrawal period is a good time to take stock on your life and contemplate the future. Many people have disclosed that they find it helpful to call on their higher power for strength. And if you don't currently pray or meditate, this may be a good time to start. It's important for you to acknowledge whatever your experience is and use the support being offered by this program. For a very small percentage of people, withdrawal can be a bit of a challenge. In the very worst case scenario, some people have reported a little crankiness, irritability, and feeling more tired than usual. Or some people say they experience cravings for certain foods. Some people say they felt emotional, weepy, or argumentative during the process of withdrawal. Other people report the opposite, bursts of energy, accompanied with a slight edginess or increased appetites. These symptoms, if they do occur for you, are normal and will pass quickly and should be viewed with an optimistic attitude. You will live through this. And you'll only have to go through this experience once if you stick with our method. It will be well worth it. So hang in there. This is a super fortified approach that stops the pattern of reaching for a cigarette. This program provides you with a specific way to break your old patterns and recondition yourself to be healthy. Because of the way this program is structured, it really is easy to understand and overcome your addiction. To draw this preparation session to a close, I'd like you to know that you are at a crossroad in your life. Only you can choose the path you will take. People often say that they know smoking is bad, but because unconsciously they think it's easier to keep doing it than it is to make it to the other side of the quitting process, they give in to that momentary urge when they should concentrate on the fact that cigarettes destroy your health and shorten your lifespan. By completing your session here today, you have chosen the road to good health. I look forward to assisting you to become your best. Keep up the good work.